Hi everyone, this is Blackpool Babe 29 here, Kath Roach. Had quite a busy week this week. Well, since Sunday the 26th of July, really, in the evening. Well, it all started on the 25th of July, really, at about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, when John didn't feel very well, but he persevered with it overnight and that, and he was a little bit sick in the night. And then Sunday morning, he had some scrambled egg. This was on the 26th. And after that, he didn't feel very well, and he still felt ill in the afternoon, and he went to bed and everything. Then he said he was sick four times, and he got up and he had a drink of water. And then I thought, I'm not waiting till morning. I'm going to ring the out-of-hours surgery and see what they say. So they decided to send an ambulance because he had pains like underneath his chestnut in his near his rib cage and that. And he's had these pains before, you know, a few times. And it was in hospital with it in February, but they pumped him with antibiotics and sent him home, and he was fine then for 5 months. But anyway, they took him into hospital on the Sunday night, and he's still in there now. But anyway, they gave him an ultrasound scan, and they couldn't find anything. They were looking for gallstones and that, but on the scan, they couldn't find anything. And they didn't know whether they had gallstones or whether it was pancreatitis. So they decided then to give him a CT scan, because he was still in a lot of pain. He still felt very sick, and he couldn't eat anything properly without, you know, being able to, you know, keep it down. So anyway, they gave him a CT scan, and they found that there was a gallstone, but it had popped out of his gallbladder, gone down his bile duct, and was stuck near his liver, which has made him slightly go a little bit yellow because it's done something to the liver, and it's also slightly damaged his pancreas. But anyway, hopefully they'll be removing this stone on Wednesday, and he will hopefully come home after that, because on next Saturday night, on the 8th of August, he's got a guide dog quiz and raffle night in aid of Guide Dogs for the Blind in our local pub, The Squirrel. So I've been out all week. I've been out all week. Getting raffle prizes, you know, asking shops and different businesses to donate raffle prizes. So I've done all that for him. I put all the posters up around the local area for him, because he's obviously not able to do that. And also, we've been fundraising for guide dogs, myself and my daughter Tammy. So we've been doing that as well. So we've had busy weeks, and I've had my birthday on the 29th of July. I was 52. And myself and John were supposed to go to a hotel overnight in Blackpool, just, you know, for a change for my birthday. Obviously, we weren't able to go, so I'm hoping that we can go later on, maybe the end of August. But I had the best day I could, and I got some lovely flowers off Tammy and John and a friend called Barbara. And I got two ornamental, a black Labrador and a golden retriever, with some money that my mum gave me. I ordered those off Amazon, and they came the day before. I got a cheque off my brother. Got some lovely cards, and then I got my tea brought for me by Tammy, my daughter, on Wednesday night. And we took the dogs to see John on Wednesday afternoon. I had Oakley, obviously, and Tammy took Gunner to see John. And so that's been the thing over the past 9 or 10 days, which has been going on in the Roach household. Tammy's still going out with her boyfriend Jack. Little Ziggy was ill last Monday night. She had a very bad stomach. I had to get the out-of-hours vet out to her to give her an injection and some tablets and antibiotics and things. So she's a lot better now. I'm looking forward to this quiz now on Saturday night. It starts at 8 o'clock. I know some people are coming from further afield. What else has been happening? I'm just trying to think. It's not really been that warm. It's been raining all day today. But we went to a place called Lytham Hall in Blackpool today to do fundraising for guide dogs. And one of the fundraisers has a merchandise store that she brings out at these occasions. And I think she did quite well on that. She raised over £200 on that. We had collecting buckets, and myself and Tammy went to Blackpool Central Pier last night and raised some money towards their second puppy. The first puppy they called Sandy, and the second puppy is going to be called Rodney. And that's all that's been gone. We do a lot of fundraising now for the guide dogs. And I think that's about it for now. I know I've not been home for a while, but I've been very tired recently because I've had very bad sciatica as well. I've had that for the past month. I was in for 2.5 weeks. I couldn't go out with the dog for 2.5 weeks, so I had friends taking him out for a run and free running, and Tammy taking him out, and John and Tammy were looking after me because I couldn't do much. But hopefully I'm on the mend now. I'm on a lot of painkillers, but I'm trying to cut them down gradually because I don't really like taking a lot of tablets. And if my voice sounds a bit funny, it's because I'm lying down in bed. But as I say, we've had a long day. So
hopefully things will start to get a little bit better, because it's been nothing but boxes and hospitals for us this year. Me having the hernia and John being in hospital twice, and me having the sciatica, and then last weekend Tammy fell in Blackpool Central, Blackpool cut her leg open. So it's been one thing after another, so let's hope the second part of the year is a lot better than the first part. But anyway, we're all still living and we're all still keeping going, and that's what we've got to do. And hope to speak to you all soon. Take care, everybody. Bye for now.